Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Glory, glory, hallelujah. You just listened to the beautiful song done by Moses Bliss featuring Pastor Jerry Eze and Simishola Abebe titled Mercy. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 25th day in March 2024. You have continuous access to the mercy seat. Hallelujah. The theme scripture is from Exodus chapter 25 verses 22. "And there I will meet you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim, which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I will give you in commandment to the children of Israel." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for a beautiful day that you have made. We're also grateful for your word that you have sent. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts today with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. In Colossians chapter 2 verse 17 and Hebrews 10 verse 1, Apostle Paul refers to the Old Testament law and legal requirements as a shadow of the good things to come. This implies that those physical Old Testament activities and types served to point to
spiritual realities under the New Covenant. One of such Old Testament types that served to point to a spiritual reality under the New Testament was the mercy seat. The mercy seat was first introduced in Exodus chapter 25 verse 17 as a component of the Ark of Covenant. The mercy seat served as the lid or cover of the Ark of the Covenant, meaning it was not possible to access the Ark of Covenant without having contact with the mercy seat. Apart from being the place where the blood of the atoning sacrifice was offered, God told Moses that the mercy seat would be the place where he would meet with him, with Moses. What is the significance of this? In Hebrews chapter 9 verse 4, the Bible tells us that the ark contained the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. Time would fail me to describe how the above three articles in the Ark of the Covenant had some connections with the rebellions, which attracted the judgment of God. But God, in his infinite wisdom and love, made a provision to cover man's rebellions with his mercy, because his mercy triumphs over his judgment. In James chapter 2 verse 3, James chapter 2 verse 3, the Bible says, "For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." However, under the New Covenant, we no longer have the physical Ark of the Covenant covered by the mercy seat, but we have Jesus, who became both the mercy seat and the atoning sacrifice. The Greek word translated mercy seat in the New Testament is the word helasterion. The word is mentioned twice in the New Testament, in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 5 and in Romans chapter 3 verse 25. In Hebrews chapter 9 verse 5, the Bible mentioned the mercy seat with its overshadowing cherubim of glory, and in Romans chapter 3 verse 25, different Bible versions translated the word as mercy seat or propitiation, showing that God presented Christ as a means of making atonement, which can only be received by faith in the blood of Jesus. The mercy seat in the Old Testament symbolized God's dwelling place among his chosen people. In the New Testament, Jesus came as God, wrapped in human flesh, and dwelt among us. He came as Emmanuel, God with us. We'll find that referenced in Matthew chapter 5, chapter 1, verse 23. Matthew 1, verse 23. Therefore, Jesus became the fulfillment of what the Old Testament mercy seat was pointing toward. Now, we have that Jesus living within us through the person of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, this means that you have continuous access to the mercy of God, because the mercy seat now lives in you. Hallelujah. Since you have access to Jesus, who is the mercy seat, you are no longer a candidate of God's judgment, because his mercy triumphs over judgment. Meditate on this truth and deliver yourself from regrets, guilt, self-condemnation, and depression, because you have unrestricted access to the mercy seat. Shalom. Hallelujah. Let us pray together. Believers, you may say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for making my body your sanctuary, where your mercy seat dwells. I declare that I will never be stranded in life any longer, because I have continuous access to the mercy of God." In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. in Jesus' name, and you say amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, amen.
Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Maverick City and Elevation Worship singing Mercy. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifune. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
I'm living proof of what the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you'd believe me now. He turned my whole life upside down. Took the old and he made it new. That's just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. This is goodness and mercy and the power of his blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done. The goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. So much power in the blood. Things I've said, the choices made that I regret. Oh, I would still be lost. Oh, but for the mercy of God. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's just goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. wasn't based on what I've done, but the goodness and mercy and the power of the blood.
But the love of Jesus. nothing but his blood, nothing but the blood.